It's Helping Hand weekly feature airs statewide HPR1 stations every Friday, then it appears online at hawaiipublicradio.org. That's where we keep our Helping Hand segments. Every Friday, Helping Hand puts a spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to the disabled and others among the most vulnerable. Let me change that one thing. Every Friday afternoon, Helping Hand puts a spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to people with disabilities and others among the most vulnerable. Aloha, I'm Dave Lawrence. Thanks for listening. This week we are learning about the Epilepsy Foundation of Hawaii. November is Epilepsy Awareness Month, so it's very timely. Plus, their annual conference is coming up tomorrow. This is at the Queens Conference Center, 8:30 to 3:15. It's free. Presentation topics include Epilepsy 101, current issues, inspiring stories, medical insurance, and public benefits. It takes a village, community resources. There's going to be a talk story panel, a discussion on medical cannabis and epilepsy. I imagine a chance to speak to some experts and ask questions yourself, but we're going to learn more as we have a returning guest to Helping Hand. It's Naomi Manuel, Executive Director of the Epilepsy Foundation of Hawaii, and I have her here with me now. Great to see you again, Naomi.
Thanks, Dave. It's great to be here.
It's wonderful to have you guys back, and timely too, both, as we just said, November up is Epilepsy Awareness Month, but tomorrow, big conference, and we're going to talk about that in a moment, but dialing in on epilepsy in general and trying to educate people and create some awareness. Explain to folks what epilepsy is and perhaps when it occurs or first shows itself, maybe like its first signs that it exists.
Okay, so epilepsy is a neurological condition in which a person has repeated seizures. A seizure is a sudden, brief disruption of electrical activity within the brain. So epilepsy is a general term for a range of seizure disorders. Epilepsy is very, very common. It's the fourth most common neurological condition. After migraine, stroke, and Alzheimer's disease, epilepsy is more prevalent than autism spectrum disorders, Parkinson's disease, multiple sclerosis, and cerebral palsy combined. The numbers are pretty scary. 1 in 26 people will develop epilepsy at some point in their lifetime. And it's estimated that 15,000 individuals or people live with epilepsy here in Hawaii alone.
And so by your description, so it can come in a range of forms, meaning there are different kinds of seizures that a person can have. And in terms of its arrival on an age front, it can begin at birth, or when would it kick in?
It can arrive at birth.
Wow.
It can arrive when you're 75 years old. The definition of epilepsy is that you have two or more unprovoked seizures in your lifetime. It's more prevalent in children under 2 and in adults or the elderly over 65.
And because a seizure can come in a somewhat more subtle version, and then there's much more dramatic sort of seizure, is it possible that a person could have seizures and they're just so mellow they don't even quite realize they have epilepsy?
Absolutely. So generalized tonic-clonic seizures, grand mals, or the convulsive seizures are thought to be the most common or the only type of seizure. However, there's several different types and they present themselves in very differently than convulsing. It could look as pause in activity with a blank stare, brief lapse of awareness that usually lasts 1 to 10 seconds, something like that, impaired awareness or inability to respond, blank, dazed stare, repetitive, purposeless movements, clumsy or disoriented, aimless walking, picking things up, lip smacking, chewing, tug movements, things that are just not normal to the behavior of that particular person. So it varies tremendously.
And in terms of its detection, so if a person experiences seizures of at least one, let's say, and they're curious what could be happening, so can it be detected? Meaning, can a person, they've had a seizure, maybe two, they go to the doctor, is there a physical test of some kind that's going to be able to determine it, or is it really going to be a study of behavior?
Now, there's EEGs where they can connect to, there's EEGs, EEG tests that they can connect to your head, and they're going to measure brain activity.
So it can be physically detected. So epilepsy is going to be a physical diagnosis too when they diagnose it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
And you guys, when you have something that comes in such a so many different shapes and sizes and ages it can affect folks, dialing in on the organization and how you guys deal with it, talk about the ways that the Epilepsy Foundation can assist folks in terms of maybe the most common things that you offer.
Okay, so first off, the Epilepsy Foundation of Hawaii leads the fight to overcome the challenges of living with epilepsy. We provide education, advocacy, and support for individuals and their caregivers impacted by epilepsy. So it's not just the individual who has epilepsy, but it's their caregivers as well. They're just as important. We offer a variety of programs, including talk story support groups. Those are held every other month. Art therapy and education programs like epilepsy awareness and seizure first aid presentations and trainings.
How about referrals? If somebody needs to get, are there specialists, could anybody just go to their general practitioner and that doctor could move it forward?
We give a variety of different types of referrals, non-medical as well. Say they need help or people need help or support in where to go to see a psychologist or to see for service animals. So we do a variety of we have a variety of resources that we try to deploy to people who need it, depending on their needs.
And when we were talking, I was talking to Naomi before we went on the air, and some of the things that maybe people don't realize can come along with epilepsy, and they're pretty major challenges in someone's life. I'll give you one example that we were talking about. So somebody could have epilepsy, and you were talking about a person that you know, and you've watched them progress with this epilepsy, and at this point in their life, they're having a major seizure every other day, is what you said.
Yes.
This person can't drive a car because of that.
They can't drive a car.
And what would be, you said something about you can't drive a car if you've had something about how many seizures in a month or in a period of time, about 6 months or something?
6 months. Yeah, you have to be seizure-free for 6 months to be given back your driver's license.
Wow. Right. And so I guess what I'm illuminating is there are some pretty significant impacts that can come with this that maybe people don't think of, one being an enormous mobility impairment.
Right, the ability to drive, to get around, to hold a job.
Right, so they're turning to that. I mean, and so a lot of employees, so if that's happening every other day, and some people have it more frequently than that.
Some people do, exactly.
So it's very disruptive to work, transportation. It's a pretty severe.
It is, but there's a variety of treatment options that do exist, whether it's just pills, brain surgery, there's implanted devices, there's certain diets, like a ketogenic diet, which is like a modified Atkins diet that is proven to reduce seizures. There's a number of things that individuals or people can do to reduce the amount of seizures that they do have. But and not all people who have seizures can't drive. Not all people who have seizures can't work.
Because they're all different kinds of seizures.
Because they're all different. Their severity and their intensity are different. So it all depends on the individual.
It's not a one-size-fits-all thing.
No, it's not. Not at all. Not at all. There's, 15,000 people in Hawaii. 1 in 26. It's a lot of people. And they live and breathe just like you and I are doing right here. We talk, go to work. And they just have to live with the type of seizure that they have, and forced to
find ways to accommodate it in their lives.
Exactly, exactly.
And I'm thinking that based on some of the things we were just talking about, this annual conference that's coming up tomorrow, Queens Conference Center, absolutely free, 8:30 to 3:15. And I mentioned some of the topics in introducing you, but you were just mentioning there are some treatments, there are ways to tackle this, and you'll talk more eloquently about what's going on there tomorrow, but I imagine that that's some of what's going to be addressed at the conference, different treatment options, and perhaps enlightening people to things they don't know that are available to them.
Right, and this conference is made for patients, specifically for patients, offering them a number of different resources in one location at one time. So we are going to have Epilepsy 101 and current issues, up-to-date current issues, and that's just going to be a basic epilepsy, what it is, and anything that's changed over the last year. We're going to have inspiring stories, so individuals who are living well with their epilepsy. They still experience seizures, but how they live their life every day, with the condition that they do have and how they live it well.
And they'll share some tips and
yes.
strategies.
Yep. And the goal is to empower those who live with seizures to be, sure. to just to be empowered and to live their life as normally as possible.
Medical professionals there?
There will be on our medical cannabis panel, there's going to be Dr. Alan Stein. He's an epileptologist at Queens. Mm-hmm. So he's going to give his perspective on medical cannabis in terms of epilepsy.
Yeah, because there's some just stuff I've seen on TV, and I'm sure other people have too. That's been an area of progress, I guess, with cannabis, that there is some sort of strain or something of marijuana that basically can prevent the seizures? Or what is the, because I've seen it, it looks like for some, it was children, in fact, that I saw, it had a huge impact, a positive one.
Yeah, and that's what the talk story panel discussion will cover, because there's a range of evidence to support, and there's a lack of evidence as well. Mm. On the panel will also be Wendy Gibson of Drug Forum Hawaii, as well as a parent, Shauna Mesh, who's the mother of Hannah, who lives with epilepsy. And so between the three of them, they will have hopefully a very informative and educational talk story on all of their perspectives.
And so folks who have epilepsy or have a loved one who has the challenge of epilepsy, they're all welcome at this, and they'll have a chance to ask questions too?
Yes, there will be a lot of time to ask any questions that you may have in regards to medical cannabis and all the other talks as well.
Right, all the other topics.
All the other topics as well. There's going to be an opportunity for discussion, question and answers, and things like that. And that is the purpose of this conference, is to have that dialogue.
Right, so you can ask things that matter to you. So if what's getting covered in things that you're trying to learn about epilepsy isn't, this is your chance to get those issues, specific questions that you've got, and to bring them out. You mentioned service animals, and when I've had some service animal organizations on before, at least one of them told me about the groundbreaking way some dogs can actually be trained to detect when a seizure is about to occur.
Yes. So we had our talk story support group last week, and it was on service animals and the different things that entails. And yes, there are service animals that can detect seizures. So there's a seizure response dogs, who are trained to respond to their owner having a seizure. There's also seizure alert dogs, and they can actually detect a seizure before the owner actually knows that it's occurring. But that's a bond made between the owner and the dog. That's not something that can be trained. So that's pretty interesting, I thought.
Wow, so that's not a given. You don't just end up with a service dog that has that. It has to be developed.
Yes.
On an individual basis.
Yes.
And the response technique, that's not so individual. That's something that can be trained.
That is trained. Just like a seeing eye dog is trained to help their owner see what's in front of them, these seizure response dogs are trained on how to aid and assist their owner when they're experiencing a seizure. And whatever seizure type that is as well.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, animals are powerful.
They're amazing.
They really are. Yeah. I mean, that's heavy. To receive services from the Epilepsy Foundation, any cost?
No.
And as we said, the event tomorrow, no cost to attend?
No cost. It's free breakfast, free lunch. If you are a nurse or a social worker, we are offering free CEs and free CEUs, so continuing education credits and units. We're offering that for our nursing community and social work community as well.
Other ways that people can support your efforts, either through contributions to the organization, volunteering with you, maybe providing specific supplies or skills. I know there's the fun run coming up January 28th at Kapi'olani Community College. But in terms of things that you think people listening beyond the service you're offering, which is letting people know about the event tomorrow, ways that people can support you.
There's a number of ways. We're always appreciative of volunteer work, any type of donations. It doesn't have to all be financial. However, I will say any financial donations made to the Epilepsy Foundation of Hawaii does stay in Hawaii.
What are other things you need donated?
It could be anything.
Supplies,
office supplies, things for our fun run, food.
What do you need for the fun run?
Snacks, water, drinks, t-shirts. It could be anything. We'll factor it in.
So if anyone wants to support you with any number of things, they could get in touch and say, could you use this help in this way?
Yes. And we're open to that. Anything.
And again, the fun run will be coming up January 28th, Kapi'olani Community College. That's a fundraising activity.
It is a fundraising activity. We have two fun runs a year. The next one is coming up in January 28th, 2018. It's called the Sharon's Ride Run Walk for Epilepsy. It's a 75K bike ride, a 5K and 10K timed, professionally timed run, and then a 1 mile walk. So within that, we're just trying to raise awareness for epilepsy and to support those living with seizures, as well as to fundraise as well for our programming and advocacy efforts.
You can learn more about the organization. Let me give you some contact details. EpilepsyHawaii.org is their website. You can give them a call, 808-528-3058. You can email them, efh@epilepsyhawaii.org. They're on Facebook, Instagram, best of all, at hawaiipublicradio.org. You can get the radio feature, the full interview, all their contact information, and the same for all of our previous Helping Hand guests. The one other thing, you guys are statewide, in terms of there's not another epilepsy, you're covering the state with your organization.
Yes.
And do you have offices on the other islands, or how does it work?
No, we're centralized here, and part of our fundraising efforts is to actually support the neighbor islands. So trying to get them as many resources as we can deploy if we're out and doing community presentations to really stack them up on the neighbor islands. And our next step is to offer support groups.
And if anyone wants to help on the neighbor on islands, you know, outside of Honolulu, if people are interested in trying to help you build your network, that's something I'm imagining you're extra specially interested in hearing.
Yes, we'd be very appreciative of that. And very open to any type of volunteer or openness to serve and support others on the other islands.
And the support groups, none of them on the other islands? That's all here?
All here.
Okay. So really a huge need to start up the support groups. And what would it take? What does it take to start one? What do you need to put the word out there?
We would need, we have the topics. We would just need a venue, and we'd need a representative from the Epilepsy Foundation to be there, and we could do all the marketing. So I don't think it would be an issue.
Well, certainly anyone who this is touching your life and you're beyond the Honolulu area, no question, it probably be worth getting in touch with Naomi. It's Naomi Manuel, Executive Director, Epilepsy Foundation of Hawaii. Tomorrow at the Queen's Conference Center is their annual conference, 8:30 to 3:15, absolutely free, food provided, lots of topics. You can ask questions, get answers for your loved ones, and I really appreciate what you guys do. I'm grateful that you come down and take time to talk about it here on Helping Hand, and I'm wishing you a whole lot of success tomorrow and just in general in the fight to get a cure or advanced treatment for this thing. Thank you for doing what you're doing.
Thank you for always having us. We really appreciate it.